Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, January the 18th, 2021, Martin Luther King Day. Good to have you here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a woman and her young daughter hospitalized after crashing into a tree whilst sledding. Please be careful out there. Number two, the big protests predicted at state capitals around the nation, including Lansing, by the so-called Boogaloo Boys and others, turned out to be a big fat zero for the most part. Less than 20 people turned out, and nobody got so much as a parking ticket. Number one, the lockdown of the nation's capital for the inauguration. The lockdown of the nation's capital for the inauguration, unlike anything I've ever seen before. Disheartening, but at least Joe Biden drew a big crowd. We'll give him that. 20,000 National Guard troops, which by, and maybe more than 25,000 now, which, by the way, is bigger than all of the folks that are in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. And now they say they're concerned about an insider attack. Come on. They're concerned about an insider attack from service members deployed to D.C. for Joe Biden's inauguration. The Associated Press reporting on this extraordinary security effort. The United States Army issuing a statement late yesterday that said it's working with the Secret Service to determine if any service members on hand need additional background screening. The statement said that all service members are familiar with the Threat Awareness and Reporting Program, which, quote, requires department personnel to report any information regarding known or suspected extremist behavior that could be a threat to the department or the United States. Extremist behavior. The riot at the Capitol on January 6th that left two people dead, one an unarmed Air Force veteran shot and killed by a police officer, the other a police officer hit in the head, they believe, by a fire extinguisher who later died from the head injury. I don't believe anybody's been arrested for that. This has prompted drastic measures in the nation's capital. It's closed to the public. There is no inauguration event. How convenient. Joe Biden would not have drawn 100,000 people. That they know. Nobody's going to drive across the country to see Joe Biden. And so you have a bought and paid for crowd, courtesy of the United States military. That'll be the crowd you have. What a terrible scene and terrible thing to show the world. If the National Guard had been allowed to come in on January the 6th, as requested, by the way, as requested and denied by the House of Representatives Sergeant at Arms, we wouldn't have had any of these issues. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy telling the Associated Press that officials are conscious of the potential threat, he warned commanders to be on the lookout for any problems in their ranks as the inauguration approaches. McCarthy told the wire service that members from across the military were at President Trump's rally, which is perfectly fine and legal. It's not clear if any participated in the breach of the Capitol. The AP reporting that the Secret Service is in charge of event security, but there is a wide variety of military and law enforcement personnel involved, from the National Guard and the FBI to Washington's Metropolitan Police Department, U.S. Capitol Police, and U.S. Park Police. The Army's statement read in part, any type of activity that involves violence, civil disobedience, or a breach of peace may be punishable under the Uniform Code of Military Justice or under state or federal law. Just remain scared all the time. They want you scared all the time. Stop it. And here's a heartbreaking story, by the way, speaking of the military. A Fraser man, devastated by the death of his father earlier this month, taking another blow because the Jeep Grand Cherokee that his father owned was stolen. Had his father's remains in there, cremated remains, plus all of his military memorabilia. When he got back from Virginia, having handled his father's affairs, He drove his dad's Jeep Grand Cherokee home, and within 45 minutes of it being in the driveway in Fraser, it was stolen. Justin's father was a retired member of the United States Navy. He stationed at the Pentagon on 9/11, helping many out of the building safely following the terrorist attack. Justin's aunt says artifacts from that day were also inside the vehicle. Justin says he doesn't care about the car. He cares about his dad's belongings and his dad's remains. $15,000 reward offered. The items included 3 military medals, a flag that flew over the Pentagon with a certificate, the Navy uniform, photo albums, military challenge coins, a small safe, and the urn. Fraser police hoping for some help. If you can help out there, please do. It says TRAQ-HWK, TRAQ Trek Hawk. It's a Trailhawk rated black. It looks black in this picture to me. Grand Cherokee, good-looking car. A little dirty, but it says something about TRAQ-HWK is the license plate on the vehicle, if you happen to see it. It's black. It's a high-performance Grand Cherokee, it looks like. Like I said, nice car. And where is this other show? Oh, here it is. I wanted to share this with you. This is we do this all the time in Michigan, but this is just a terrible little story from Port Sheldon Township. A mom suffered serious injuries yesterday after she and her 4-year-old daughter crashed into a tree while sledding in Ottawa County. Ouch. It happened around 10 in the morning yesterday. Officers responding to the Van Buren Street Dunes in Port Sheldon. That, according to the sheriff's department, the 38-year-old mom suffered non-life-threatening injuries. That's good, but serious enough to require transportation by ambulance. The 4-year-old also suffering minor injuries, treated at the scene. Medical personnel using an ATV to get in there to evacuate mom before the ambulance transported her for additional treatment for her injuries. Traumatized by a Michigan winter. The sleds don't have brakes. The sleds don't have brakes. Coming up later, we're going to talk about getting back to school here and Michigan distributing $58.5 million in grants to businesses. We'll get to those things coming up. Still to come, we'll get to those things. So stick with me on that, all right? All right. So this part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. And by this point in January, most people have blown through their New Year's resolutions. It's over. That happens within the first 10 days. But if you're feeling like you need to lose weight, join me. 1 week from today, I'm going to tune up. I'm not going to kid you. I've done My Pure Health Solutions. It worked great. Time for a tune-up. COVID caught up with me. You know, a pound here, 2 pounds there. Before you know it, you've gained some weight. You don't like it. Well, do something about it. Join me. And if you do it, you'll save $100 in January. You've got nothing to lose but a few minutes of your time because the consultation is absolutely free. Call My Pure Health Solutions, 269-964-4044. 269-964-4044. If you forget that, remember this, GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Back in a moment.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I've brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit miaction.org or call 888-75-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
If you once played high school sports but now think that spectating is all you can do, there's a great opportunity waiting out there for you to get back in the game. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. If you were a prep athlete, officiating is a great way to give something back to the game, stay in shape, and meet new people. Register online at MHSAA.com and get back in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.